Lagos.
It's Ports of Lagos right here.
I'm awake, I'm alive.
You know, easy.
I feel like the weekend should not be over.
Well, everybody feels that way about Monday.
No, I don't. I'm a Monday person, but this weekend I want it to be like just...
You're one in a million,
stay
baby.
I'm one in a million.
How can you love Monday?
I love me some Monday.
You do?
It's the beginning of action.
I
in
love
your life.
Sister Friday.
Now, Monday, like, it signals the beginning of action for me. So, and I love to be in the thick of action.
Yeah, action.
Don't ask me which type of hajjum.
We know. It's broadcasting action.
9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you officially to the greatest show on radio.
Yeah.
2 hours of non-stop fun, entertainment, and nonsense talk, including noise making.
I don't agree with you.
Nonsense talk is good.
No. I'm telling you, noise making, but not...
Let me tell you what I mean by that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
These type of talk. But anyway, we're very, very educated people, just so you know. And we talk about very serious things, unserious things, very, very, very up-to-date issues, sometimes matters arising.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we make sure that you are kept company for two straight hours. No dull moment. Because you see, it starts with the morning crossfire, serious conversation. This one died, that one
did.
And then, of course, Uncle Jimmy comes with another serious talk. And then we say, you know what?
Let's kick back.
Let's just break it down. Yes, let your hair down. You see, this is the nonsense.
Cool your body.
This is it. And of course, we make sure that we keep our words. Eh? Like, not like some people, we keep our own words.
Take it to the bank and give you some cool cash.
All right, Lagos, are you ready? Because this is your show. This is What's Up, Lagos. I'm Mary Anacom, welcoming you from the weekend and into the new week. What are your plans for the week? What are your plans, madam?
My plan is to be here all week, do my job, have a good time. Every single day.
Yeah. And guess what, guys? This is the best job in the whole world.
I'm telling you.
Look, this is the best
Somebody
job.
Somebody came into the studio.
This is the only job that you get paid to do what you like.
So the guy said, funny thing, you guys just get paid to have fun. I'm like,
exactly.
Well.
Where can you get that? Where can you get that?
Where? I come and flaunt your profession and tell us.
Look, this is the best job in the whole wide world. If you don't like it, nah. Go and face the wall.
What can we do?
Welcome to the show, Lagos. Let's get the show on the road.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Baduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
And this is Sound Off. This morning we're going to sound off on drug dealers. Yeah, it's unusual, but we're going to do it. I'm sure those of you who've been following the news, you must have heard about the story of the NDLEA arresting a pregnant woman and a woman who's challenged, physically challenged, she's unable to walk. Both of them were arrested in Edo State with illicit drugs. So it looks like these guys are reinventing their skills and, are trying to push these drugs, one way or the other, because now... The NDLEA and the guys at the airports now know that people sew it into their braids and into their wigs. So they've found that strategy, and so they check wigs now. If you're traveling with a wig on your head, you're going to take it off. And if it's sewn to your head, they're going to check it. They will check it. But you see, it's unfortunate that a pregnant woman, and don't forget, these are two women, not men, this is a woman who's carrying a child, a mother. And there's another woman here. And so when we talk about, I mean, we've had so many conversations about illicit drugs and what is the damage it's doing to us, children and society. And kudos to the NDLEA and the former military governor of Lagos State, Mr. Buba Marwa, and all of the stuff that they're doing to, you know, try to stem down the tide of drugs. Because you see, one of the most disheartening thing I've heard about drugs in Lagos is that primary school students are engaging. Yeah. And they buy them like lollipop. They don't even realize that it's not just candy. It's being laced. But you see, they now become hooked on it. And so every other day, they have to go buy it. But what kind of future are we raising if we're going to be having druggies as leaders of tomorrow? As chief executive officers, as our doctors, as our nurses, as our broadcast journalists, as our preachers. Yes, don't open your eyes. Yes.
Sure, no. Uh-huh.
I did have a guest on this show who said in their rehab facilities, they've had a couple of pastors check in into rehab because of drugs. So yes, it's don't try to be saintly. No, the preacher is also a human being. So we're trying to deal with illicit drugs, but these drug dealers are coming hard. And today I'm putting you on the chopping board. The woman, the man, the boy, the girl who's helping these drug dealers, because you think that that's your own way out to freedom. You don't know that your child might one day be hooked on that same drug that you were pushing and trying to say, oh, this is how we can eat, oh, this is how we can make ends meet.
No, because that's it. They're going to blame it on poverty. Ask them now. They'll say, if it's not the government, it's poverty. And whose fault is poverty? The government. Everything, everything still revolves around this. Where you yourself can actually just make good decisions. And to think that you're actually pregnant.
Carrying a child.
Normally, if that had happened and she had nothing on her, we'll be quick to say, but she was a woman. She was pregnant. I mean, for Christ's sakes. I mean, just look at you.
It's sad. You know, because like I always say, we're quick to point fingers at people, especially politicians, that they did this, they did that. But the fingers that are pointing to you is also saying that you're part of the problem. So if we are saying we want our leaders to do this, what are you doing in your own little way to stem the tide of whether it is drug abuse, whether it is poverty, whether it's bad governance? It's not enough to say, I went to a vote, my vote did not count. What are you doing as a human being in society to make sure that you stand for right, you stand for good? I really, my heart bleeds for this woman because she's a very young lady, a young mother. Maybe this is her first pregnancy. But
maybe
she decided...
And maybe it's not the first time she's doing it.
Maybe this is
if
the first time...
If we're bringing her to the chopping board, let her take all of it. My heart is not
so
even
what
bleeding.
Exactly is she going to be teaching this child?
Oh.
That you can't do anything for pay.
Oh.
Is that it? Is that the future you want to give to your child? Now that you've been, you know, grabbed for illicit drugs, you're going to be in jail for a couple of years. Are you going to be able to tell your child that this is why you're in there, or that's why you were there in the first instance? Come on, Nigerians.
Come on, Chelsea.
Really? we really can't leave everything, whether it be values, whether it be morals, to just politicians and leaders. You're a leader. You're a leader, one way or the other.
In your little corner.
So let's start acting like it. And that sound off. Yes, we do know Allen Avenue, but we are live reaching you from Itmian Crescent right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. 19 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome you to What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anna Cohn and Feta is here with me today. We're going to be musing a lot this morning. Yes, it's the start of the week. And, you know, you want to start the week on a good note. You want to start the week on a positive note. You don't want to, you know, because you see, there's that saying that if you start the week on whatever note, that's the trajectory of the whole week. I don't know if you believe in stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like whatever energy you give, put into the atmosphere, that's what's going to give back to you. So let's talk about regrets, a little bit of it this morning as we get into the new week so that, you know, we don't make the same mistakes. Now, what's the one thing that you've done in your life as a person that you will never do again? Whether you did it when you were young, you probably did it when you were naive, you did it as an elderly person, you did it in your midlife, maybe when you were having a midlife crisis. But what exactly have you done that you would never do again in your life because you don't see Shege. Or probably you learned a lot from it. And maybe now you have become some form of crusader, helping other people not to make the same mistake. Let's talk about it this morning. As we muse, what's the one thing that you've done that you will never do again in your life? Never do again in your life. Ever, ever, ever do in your life. Some people, I hear somebody say, M-M-M. I mean, I remember that year, like a lot of people were so excited. They would even be preaching to me, you have to just give me some money. Let me do it for you. And I said, I don't believe in these multi whatever schemes. So don't worry, this one is real. Let's talk about it. What's that one thing that you've done in your life that you will never, ever do again because you learned your lesson? Or maybe you got burned. Oh, I mean, I don't know what the reasons would be, but let's talk, guys. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993. I think I have just 3 minutes on the clock to take your first input on this. And then when we come back from the break, we'll continue. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. On Twitter, we are Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. And you can join the conversation on WhatsApp. That's 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. If you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Or better still, call the general line 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Anybody home? Nobody's home. All right. Apologies. Call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. What's that one thing that you have done? Not happened to you, but what you did that you will never do again. Something you attempted and you swore that you would never do it again because of one reason or the other. We want to hear your thoughts. Quickly. Let's do this. You can send me WhatsApp messages. If WhatsApp is our WhatsApp is live, okay? And if you're listening to us from outside the country, please feel free to join the conversation. We are Nigeria Info on Skype, so you can Skype call us if you're outside of the country. Would like to hear from you this morning. Good morning and what's up, Lagos? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Hello, good morning. Are you home? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. I think that there's something wrong with this hour, 0700, but keep trying. It will go through. We're having small malaria on the line. But if you are a lady, you can call 01465-7190. We're talking about regrets and mistakes that you would never want to make again going forward. Like I said, when you start the week, you want to start on a good note. Let's say, for example, you tried something last week. Maybe there's something that people put up and say, when you collect your salary, you eat like a king. And then 2 weeks after salary, you're broke. You're not smoking Gary. But somebody here says to me that there's something that he did that he will never do again. He said smoking. What happened to you, Henry, that made you change your mind about smoking? I don't want a one-line. No one-liners. Tell me exactly why you decided to put an end to smoking. And I'm not saying that, you know, but you need to give me some backstory, okay? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And you can join the conversation on our WhatsApp. That's 0809-597-5805. Or better still, you could join the conversation as a lady on 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Apologies. I think that we're having a little problem with our phone lines, but we'll fix them in a bit, okay? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay, unfortunately, we cannot hear what you're saying. So we'll try and see if we can get those lines fixed. But in the meantime, you can call the female line 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Join the conversation. We will go for a quick break. When we come back, we're talking. What is that one thing that you've done that you will never do again and why? Stay with us.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is What's Up Lagos? Yes, my voice is the best voice in the world. Let's not sound that thing. All right, so this is the show. And of course, I'm Feta. Marianne is here in the studio. And you know, straight up, we're doing this from now till 11:30. That's what we have on Mondays. And we're jumping right into the musings. And we already launched what we are talking about in our musings today. What is that one thing that you have done that you, never do again.
Ever. What happened?
What happened? What made you have
that U-turn?
And then you're like, no, what? I'm not going to do this again ever in my life. Call the number 0700-993-993-993, 014-657-190, and on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. On Twitter here, we have this Isaiah Richard Uzurumba, who says, I went for a lady that never loved me.
How did you know that she didn't love you?
I mean, you find how? How would you not
know? Uzurumba, how?
How would you not know if somebody doesn't love you? You'd know now, eventually.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, when you're giving what you're supposed to give and the person is not giving the same back, you just know that this person is not into me.
So how do you know that that's what you're supposed to give?
Come on, Marianne. Come on, Chief.
Oh, I'm just asking questions.
I mean, because you know what it's like when you really like somebody. You know what's the kind of energy that you give.
So
if you're not giving that, I mean...
I'm just saying, and I'm not in any way trying to, you know, knock you, sir. I totally know. I know that you can tell when a person doesn't love you back. Mm. But I'm just saying, sometimes what you're giving is not what that person wants.
And that's because the person is not returning the energy because the person is not into you.
Because that's not the energy they want.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
It actually doesn't matter, Marian. I feel like...
Our energies have to match. And if you are bringing a wagon, and I'm looking... Okay, right now, I'm craving a wagon. I'm not going to lie. That's what I've been thinking about.
See, if you like the person, you would tell the person, this is not what I like. I prefer a wagon. And the person will bring it to you. But if you're not feeling the person, or more, the person bring a wagon, you eat it and say, Biko, don't do this anymore. I don't want to take it from you. So, as I have found out that this girl is not into him. And then this one says, having innocent me says, having an intimacy with a colleague, I'll never do such again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, I'm team...
Just keep work at work,
you know, and then do whatever you're doing outside of work. That's me. I'm team that. Because when it gets messy and, you know, stuff hits the fan, it splashes on everybody, unfortunately.
Yes, that's the word, messy. Mm.
All right, well, we're going to take your thoughts, your comments on social media. Just don't forget, use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos for Twitter. We're at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. You can send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. It's still WhatsApp Lagos, and we're asking this morning, ladies and gentlemen, what's that one thing that you did? Now you do a move. Now you saw it with your two open eyes. You deal it. And then now you're saying, I can never deal it again. I mean, you didn't
do it. I never did it. I didn't want to deal it anymore.
I know. I strong chested did it. And then now I didn't want to do it anymore. Join the conversation. The phone lines are open. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
We are so blessed alive.
Good morning.
I'm a first-time caller.
First chance, woo!
I've been trying for ages.
Praise the time of
see what the Lord has done.
Wow, I'm lucky today.
Yes, you're lucky.
I'm lucky to your name.
Okay, quick one. One thing I did, which I will never do again, is masturbation.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. Honestly. That was all those, when I was about 19 years or 20 or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that really helped me, which I want to share so that others will learn from my experience. Hello?
Yes, we're listening.
Yes. When I was into it, I started reading. It was really disturbing me. And I don't know what to do. I was very much young then. About over 23 years ago. So, I was reading this Jehovah Witness publication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about the topic I was reading was on masturbation. So I read somewhere that says that one negative effect of masturbation is that it can make one to go gaga. I don't understand the meaning of gaga there. And I picked up my dictionary. When I now saw the meaning of gaga, I was like, wow. So this thing can make me go crazy, mad at my age. No, I got to stop it. So ever since then, I stopped masturbating. Since then till now, I never tried it again.
We thank God for your life. Brethren, praise.
Master Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're not laughing at you, but really, no, congratulations, because, you know, there are certain habits that are very difficult to break or to cut. And for you, that's a plus. And I mean, you literally need a star for that. And congratulations. I'm sure that your children can learn something from you. I could hear the little baby, you know, chit-chatting back there.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Please turn off your radio.
Yeah. Is it okay now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Queen of Sheba.
Yeah, the Queen of Sheba.
Gold and silver are mine.
Okay.
Say your God Almighty.
Okay.
The Queen Esther.
Good morning.
On that day you were explaining about Esther, I wanted to tell you that you, the Queen Esther, it is where Jesus Christ demonstrated redemption. And he is coming down here on a queen, Esther, that is a virgin. And he also showed...
Okay, please. Please don't derail this conversation. We're talking about the things that you've done that you regret doing. Please, quickly. You have 30 seconds left.
Hello?
We can hear you.
You have 30 seconds now.
Yeah, okay. I don't have anything to regret. I have you, Queen, in my bath.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. All right, apologies for that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers
to life.
Good morning, Maria.
Victor, how are
you? Yeah, idiot, I'm fine. The thing we never do again, even though I come for this world next born, I get younger sister or elder sister. She married. She born with no control. She no control herself for born, and then I will know if I will never ever support her again for this my life.
It's not you that is burning. Why is it your problem? Are you a burner?
I will not ever support her again for my life.
Why you dey vex like this? What did your sister do you?
I know who I am before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
I will never do that again for my life.
So
even though I've come for next born.
You never tell us why.
So this your sister, she keeps giving birth and you keep taking care of the babies and not the people that impregnated her, right?
Hello?
So this your sister where they born, eh? She just they born, now you they take care of her. Nobody the person may put
her. I support her. Even though I support her. His husband said he didn't do the way I do it.
Sorry. But don't regret having the sister.
He's not going to
because
be
you see, those children will now be calling you uncle. One of them might now be very rich. The world's richest
man. I don't know,
man.
Which movie is this one?
44 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. It's still WhatsApp Lagos. And we're looking at this morning. Some regrets, some moves that you made that you would never make again. Some people call it a mistake. Some people say it was a misstep. Some people would say it's a regret. They would record it in different ways. But what's that one thing? I think I want to put Feta on the table.
You
this
put me,
morning.
I put you back.
Hey, wait, me, I could do that.
Like, funny thing is, I'm trying to remember mine, but I don't think I'm sure I have.
Oh, she's perfect.
No, it's not like I'm perfect. I'm very certain that I have something that I've done before that I don't want to try again, but I don't know exactly what it is right now.
I will never eat, what's it called now? I tried it for love, but I will never do it again. What's it called? The fish that is alive, the non-cooked fish. What's it called? It's coming to my head, and that they wrap around rice. It's Asian. It's an Asian cuisine.
Oh my God!
And you dip it
you.
In soy sauce. Yeah.
Stick to what you
No, but I'm very explorative when it comes to food.
I'm not. I stick to what I know.
I like to try new things. There are certain meals that you have to develop a taste bud for. You know, for example, if you want to eat Mediterranean food, it's not necessarily what you would want to eat on a normal day. The closest to our food is Indian or Chinese because of the spices. But every other food, we might consider it bland. But for me, I just want to explore.
I know, I don't want to. I want to accidentally try something and then like it. But
look,
I want to try this tomorrow.
I've tried a lot of things and I loved
them. Okay, something is called sushi.
Sushi, God bless you. Sushi.
Thank you.
It's the most disgusting thing ever. I'm sorry. We respect all those who love sushi. Yeah. It's not me. I can't do it. I didn't did it again.
You are not gonna did it anymore.
Again. So guys, we're talking about what you've done that you regret doing and you never ever will do it again. Or what you did and you know it turned out to be a mistake. Or you mistakenly you found yourself, you say by mistake you fell down into the pot of soup and you eat the soup and the soup finish, you say you never do it again. That's not the one we're talking about. What have you done as a person in your life that you will never do again because of one reason or the other? You got.
I've got a couple. Smoking. Henry from Lekki says, when I was very young, I used to smoke until one day I sat down and thought about it. I realized that it's not adding any impact in my life, so I stopped it. Great one, right there. This one says, good morning, guys. Good, Marianne craving ewagun.
Yes, so I
can supply you with a short ewagun plug, original sauce.
Is it here on the island? Because I can't concentrate.
All right, this is good morning, Marianne, and the other lady in the studio. The other lady,
please,
is
her
Feta.
Name is Feta. What's that?
This one says, I'm stretched younger brother from another mother. Who says, I often went to sleep with a prostitute each time I have little change with me.
Oh, God, the Lord has delivered you.
I've done this multiple times, which I always regret each time I went there, which I promised never to visit there again. Okay, great. Love it. You're making these kind of decisions to help you in the long run. It's amazing.
So small money that you'd have used to take
small
care of yourself.
That
you're
using.
Going down the junction. Stop it.
Stop it.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Good morning.
What's up, to Lagos?
Yes, our people.
Yeah.
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
The action lady.
Yes, Mr. Chris, how you day-o?
My sister, I do. Come on, I just want to hail my brother from another mother, Victor from Baniga.
Yes.
Victor, what's up to you?
Oh, Chris, I'm so sorry. Hello? I'm going to have to let you go, Chris, and you have to call us back because your line is problematic. We can't really hear you, okay? Please try calling us back, okay? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Wahala with the past tense. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Unbelievably. Please, I would like to say anonymous.
Please, right. Give us the WhatsApp Lagos passcode. Oh, yeah,
What's up, Lagos?
What's this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, get off the phone. We're angry. Be going home. Go home.
Please. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
You are talking it, not screaming it.
Go ahead.
Mine is all those online something. You brought Vector Capital Investment on your shoe. I invested almost 150,000. They ran away with my money. I will never in my life trust TVP again. What's up, Lagos?
No one can scream very well.
So that's the thing. I always tell people, because you see an advert or they use Feta's face on the billboard, you say, okay, because Feta is there, it's original. Do your homework. Do background checks. Find out. Because that's you. Now say, Feta. It's because of you that did Feta hold your hand to go and do it. Eh? You have to be careful. You see, that's what I say. I started this conversation by saying, I remember when MMM was a thing, everybody tried to convince me. Just put like 50K.
GHPH.
Just put like two. I just said, what is it? It's a multi-level marketing scheme. No. I said, how do you just put money on? Is it magic? I tried to question it. The day that the thing went belly up, I can never forget. I laughed at so many people. I remember how former. I laughed at so many people. And then there are many people who would never want to listen to anything that is of that nature. Even this whole bring this money, invest. When you're sleeping, your money will work for you. There's nothing you can tell them. They will not do it.
But some people are still doing it.
Can't. I've never done it. Will never do it. So I have no regrets whatsoever. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
You're calling the female line. Why are you calling the female line?
You're calling the female line. Whoa.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, 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 hey. We know our people know.
Now you have come, my dear. Good morning.
Good morning.
Correct me.
Thank you. This topic, my own name, easily trust people that I don't want to be doing again.
We don't want to do
and
again.
I just need God to help me out of it. Because when I meet people, I see them as God sees me.
You take them at face value, yes.
So they now use those opportunities. So the thing is getting, it's even too much, not getting too much. So I just need God to help me not to easily trust. Let me watch them first.
Yes,
as you should.
Before I big glasses to check in. Thank you very much for calling. I totally agree with her.
Too much of everything is bad.
Because you see, but in life, because you are this person, you're open, and you feel you just expect that people would be.
No, you can't do that. You can't be simple. You have to be smart.
But that's what the good book says.
And you should not be simple. I mean, Proverbs is there. No. Being simple means that you could fall prey to a lot of things.
Okay, so simple-minded.
Yeah.
Simple-mindedness, yes. But then, of course, I mean, you're supposed to give... I don't know. I can't give what I don't have. And what I have is that I trust you and I trust people and I expect people to do good. But unfortunately, life has also taught us that you can't also take people at face value. Mm-hmm. You also have to be careful for your own sake. Yeah. Or your heart.
Sure. I like how you said you can't give what you don't have. I mean, it means you trust yourself.
I can't be suspicious of everybody
That's
because I trust
me. That's
why
you can trust people.
Yeah. So it can be difficult.
My life have tissue. What are you doing?
When big boss jam you. Hey, God.
You are trusting. Okay, trust and obey.
If somebody just tell you, sister, I love you. Just say,
I know. I believe.
I love me.
Before.
Well, now you're it at that.
Okay.
Say, bros.
On bad to break. The next.
We're going to go for a quick break and bring you the news at the top of the hour. When we return, we're still musing. What's up, Lagos? I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. What's up, Lagos? Two minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's your What's Up Lagos. And on Mondays, all we do is muse.
Basically.
And on our musings today, we're not necessarily recanting bad experiences, but we're just, you know, looking at the mistakes that we made, stuff that we ventured into, and we know that we can never do it again.
I'm going to stick with he did it again.
I did it. Now I don't. Now I didn't want to did it again.
I didn't did it again.
Please, I don't do it. Anyway, we're asking you, what is it that you've done that you will never do again in this life? And what are your reasons? We want to hear from you this morning. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady. 01465-71-90071. 465-7190. You could tweet at Nigeria Info FM or send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-5975-805.
Yeah, on WhatsApp, this person says, good morning, Marianne and Feta. What I regret and would never, 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 never do again is doing a couple of abortions. I know God has forgiven me, but I still feel bad whenever I remember it. Anonymous.
It's okay, darling. As long as you're not doing it again, it's all right.
Perfect. What's up, Lagos? My name is Ben from Lekki. What is deed and vowed never to do that again was I attempted sleeping with my female friend who visited me at home. She was the one who actually seduced me when I responded, thinking she was in the mood for it, only for her to turn me down. And I wanted to force myself on her, which we struggled for about 5 hours.
That's rape, please. We can't have that conversation here on the radio. Are you kidding?
She said this was in, he said this was in 2007. And ever since, I've vowed not to try that again. Even with
Because now that commercial could end you in,
you know.
Handcuffs.
Yeah. Good morning, What's Up Lagos? Please keep me anonymous. My own regret was having sex inside the church when I was 14 years old. 14 years plus.
This is morning radio. You guys, just keep this away from morning radio. Thank you very much.
All right. Patrick from Acute. I'm used to saying Acute now.
Acute.
The day I went to mix different strong wine, 1999, to see the outcome. And the result was a world of death. I became the most high within 2 minutes on a Saturday. And that was the day we had a lot of visitors and they all noticed the strange me. I became a clown. I did hail professional drunkards, them they try.
FYI, there's no such thing as drunkards. You're drunk.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Macpherson from Bariga. One thing I did that I will never do again is using my NIN to register SIM for somebody.
Why would you do that? That's a crime.
I can't just tell why I made that mistake that day. Okay, I think you wanted to say, I can't just tell why I made that mistake that day. I later started regretting why I did that.
Your NIN is your personal number. It's your code. If you were living outside of the country, that's just social security. Like, why would you do that?
Guess what? Stephen Mokota says, what's up, Lagos? Drink and drive. I'll never do it again. And he says, I'm coming to marry the two of you.
Maybe.
That's not gonna work.
Maybe Feta's bride price is cheap. My own is not.
And what? I'm the only girl out of 9 children.
How much? That's you and the old men.
You know how much it's gonna cost you.
My dear. My dear.
I lost millions. Okay, I'm a man. I can never do Ponzi scheme again. It wrecked me. But thank God I'm back. I'm better. But never. Again, no, never. I lost millions, but I'm happy I have fully recovered and better than I was. I'm happy for you.
Thank God for your life.
Take a cue from Marianne. She has strong coconut head when it comes to
when
that.
When it comes to those things, there's no, you will sell it tomorrow.
Don't you have both. One that you want to read from your bestie?
Yes. I want to read it out, but my bestie will stay anonymous. My bestie knows him theft. Mm-hmm. He says, what he regrets is dating two girls at the same time and having to decide between them who he would marry. He said, one knew about the other didn't. Now, I ended up choosing one who ended leaving months later and married neither of them, actually.
Shy.
It's good because it's me that you're gonna marry. You understand me?
I don't understand.
As his second wife.
Where's his wife from?
It's over Mike Bamuno, you guys.
Where's his wife from?
She's an H.A. woman. She will come for me.
Very good.
But
like,
she's my friend.
No, we can't. She can't with you.
All right. Well, the phone lines are still open. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. If you are a lady, call 01-465-7190. What's that one thing that you've done in your life that you would never dream of doing it again? Even if they brought it to you on a platter of gold, even if they want to offer you billions, you would say never again. And what was that thing and why would you never do it again? We want to hear from you this morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes, alive. Good
no
morning.
Name. No I name. I will never do it again.
Okay.
Couple of abortions.
Oh.
I will never do it again.
Was it life-threatening? Was it really bad?
Really bad.
Oh, I'm
take
so
the
sorry.
Grace of God. I will never do it again.
Never do it again. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's a take
thank off. You very much for taking that U-turn, you know, or rather deciding that, you know, you're not going to be in that position. It can be tough. I know.
There's nothing as great as self-realization, you know?
Yes, knowing that you really have made a mistake or you turned, you know, you've gone down a bad patch and you
and
just want to
turn a good leaf by yourself, yourself.
It's amazing. It's the best thing that can happen to any human being because it's crazy when you're delirious, when you're delusional, and you think that what you're doing is right, and everybody else is looking at you like crazy.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Well, the funny one is the other one is when somebody's trying to talk you out of doing something that is wrong, but you don't see it. You don't see the reason why you should stop. But you see, when you know by yourself that this thing, I've got to let it go, that's the best thing that can happen to you as a human being. Yeah. So we celebrate you.
Yes, we do. We do. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. Apologies. Do call us back. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up to Lagos?
What's up to Lagos?
Actually, I was talking my line.
Your line was doing...
behaving
bizarre.
Funny.
It was doing bizarre.
I was asking, you know what they call Ejuna, right?
No, I don't.
Ejuna, snail.
Oh, snail. Okay.
Snail, not snake, snail.
Snail, like snail now.
Snail, yes. I heard that in some time years back at Warri. Before I drive from Warri to my village, a distance of less than 2 hours, my both cheeks swell up. Serious one, oh.
So it means you're allergic to shellfish.
We don't eat it in my place. And it's a forbidden something. I didn't know. And that thing was so sweet.
Calm down,
it's
Mr. Chris.
Conversation.
Calm down. Have you eaten any shrimp and all those things from the that have shell before?
Yeah, I used to eat, what do you call that thing they use to cook rikanko?
Isam really doesn't have too many allergic actions, but if you need cream...
My wife used to prepare Isam with this vegetable soup. But that's nail of a thing. So they had to do some whatever, they do some cleansing or something, and the thing went down. The thing went down. But you see, at times, when they prepare this thing and put in this, they show glass with all this fried meat and all this thing.
Now, long joke, Doki.
And I lie on how they talk. Oh, now, no, go get me the second time. He's dead. Snail. Oh, my God. I was in the bus the other day. Somebody was offering me a luxurious bus going to the east. Yeah, uncle, please, can you share with me? By the time I open it, they say, yeah, they forbid this thing. It started, so, oh, I'm sorry. So I will never near snail anymore.
I think that you're just allergic. It has nothing to do with your place, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, you see, when people say, see, God said I should eat every abdomen, eat it. See, it's
that
my place.
See, that thing's another conversation. Which one is your place? Everybody in your place, you know, eat that thing.
Nah, lie, Jare. Even the person that came to do cleansing, if you go and check where he's hitting it.
Who's the best?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Oh dear, please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning, what's your name?
Good morning,
morning,
everybody. Morning. Thank you very much. My name is
Ndikwe. All right, Ndikwe, go ahead.
Many years ago, when I was younger, I saw my friends and other young boys taking this cannabis. So I said, look at me, I'm stronger than this person now. I'm stronger than this person. I took it. I tried it. I'm telling you, my friend doctor, I saw myself in the hospital. I get up the following day and said, what am I doing here? My friend laughed at me and said, this is me now. They are giving me drinks. They are giving me. I said, what did I do? They say, I know what I do. You know that kind of a thing? I swear in his presence not to it again, and I have not done it since.
Okay.
I said many years ago.
I'm glad for you. I'm glad for you because you see, like we said earlier on this morning, drug abuse is on the rise, and we're trying to save our babies, to save the future, to save. I mean, I remember the day we were having a conversation, and somebody called and said, "Everybody doing drugs?" No, I'm not doing drugs.
Neither am I.
Exactly. So because you're doing it and your friends are doing it doesn't mean that it's not
the
killing people, and it doesn't mean that everybody's, you know, engaging in it. And we're seeing what it's doing to the lives of these children. I mean, how are you giving a primary school student drugs? Crack. How?
Are you selling into
it? It doesn't even make sense. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sam. I'm calling from Bariga. What's up, Lagos?
It's good to have you join us.
Yeah, this is first time calling, you know.
Oh, first time caller. Wow. Great.
Wow, I would like to say something because I chase women a lot. So I want to reduce or stop chasing women, you know.
Huh? You want to stop or you've stopped?
Is that?
You say you want to stop or you've already stopped it?
No, I said I want to say something.
Okay.
I'm a womanizer, but I pray to God.
And you're happy to say it?
No, now, let's hear it.
I'm not happy because I would like to stop and change entirely, you understand?
Okay, let me help you. Kneel down. Raise your hands up.
I'm down, I'm kneeling down.
Raise your hands up.
He's up.
You that evil spirit. Leave his body! Now! You're free.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling.
You try. Why you not wearing white?
Is it because... Don't be looking down on me.
If you're wearing white,
I carry a special anointing.
Special.
My dear, look out. Just go to the newsroom and see how many people have delivered.
I can't believe I just said to my dear.
10 more minutes on the clock before we go. We're still asking, what's that one thing that you've done as a person in your life that you've sworn never to do it again? If you see it coming in a far distance, you will run for your life. But you will call and jig.
Marianne, I think this is going to be a conversation for another day because somebody here on WhatsApp says, Marianne, it's true. We don't eat alligator in my place. There is consequence. This thing is a whole new topic.
We're going to talk about it one day. What is it that is forbidden?
In your place. What are the consequences?
Hey, my God. We're going to look at it. someday.
They're going to examine it.
Anyway, we want to take your thoughts and comments. We're going to go to Twitter in a bit, but let's take a few more calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Mm-hmm. What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Yeah, my name is Julian.
Okay, Julian, go ahead. What's that thing that you've done that you never do again?
No. I just want to comment on that, what Mr. Chris says.
Mm.
It's not an... what is it? What did you say? Is that allergic? No, it's real. True. From my side.
Let's
pause. But it happened to my elder sister. She just ate it. She never knew.
Okay, so that's not what we're discussing. That's not a subject for discussion today. We're looking at things that you've done that you never do before, do again. Okay? This other issue is another thing we'll discuss another day.
Maybe we should look for it for another day then. Mm. Thank you.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, guys, just so that we're not mistaken, we're not talking about this. Somebody just brought it up and we decided to go in on it. And for me, I think it's just an allergy for the guy. What happened? Because he said his mouth, got... For me, I'm allergic to shellfish, anything that has shell. So whether it's
maybe you should do your research. People from your place.
Honey.
Where is that place again?
I'm from Cross River.
Yeah, the Calabar people, right?
No.
What do you speak?
I'm from Cross River.
What do you speak?
I speak Efik.
The Efik people don't
Efik
eat.
People eat everything. Do not be deceived.
We'll go to your place next week. Let's go and do the research.
You don't need
from
to
there.
Go. They will call
we'll
you
investigate.
Now. They are everywhere. They will call you now. Have you eaten our food? We put it. That's what I'm saying. I can't eat shrimp. I can't eat lobsters. I can't eat oysters. I mean, literally
but
shellfish.
You can eat Ewagoni.
That's beans. Shellfish is anything that is inside a shell.
Can see the joke.
If I eat it, it starts itching my throat. And then, of course, it gets swollen. And that's why I said to him.
I really forbid anything. Except I don't just like it. You know the funny thing? Someone came to work one day and said, she said she couldn't come because she had. I said, oh my God, you have an allergy. Oh, I wish I was like you. Because what? I don't have any of that thing. Except maybe I don't just want to take it because I don't like it. Hmm. Well, what's that? Itching my What can eat my throat? What is that thing? Who are you, Ozribabe?
You ladies, you jogbon.
Yes! Look at his hand.
Say, look, I have dominion over everything.
Over all things. My throat, my tongue, they have dominion over all things. If you're a fool, I'm going to eat you. Come here.
So, but you know, that's how I used to think until I realized that I had some,
Oh, really?
Yeah. I could, there's nothing you'd tell me that I couldn't eat. In fact, I did not know that I reacted to flour.
Wow.
Exactly. So sometimes you just realize that at some point in your life you're allergic to certain things. Maybe
any
your
kind
body
of flower.
Is pollen, any flower that is breathing. If the flower is alive, yes. So pollen come from flowers, yes.
So I can't be your flower gay now.
What's wrong with you? Let's go back to the phone line. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Okay, nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. My name is Joseph.
Joseph. Ah, how far?
Okay, I just want to share something that I've done in the past and I'm regretting doing it. Mm-hmm. I wish God will not allow me to do it again.
Amen.
Okay, my part is that I got involved in, I have a friend that lives in, Liberia. And she called me and said, okay, that she help her get, two girls that she wanted to help her in her shop where she's selling markets. Mm. Like she sells foodstuff, that's food.
Okay.
I said, okay, I'll get girls for you to sell the market. At the end, I got girls for her. I got one girl for her. And the other girl said that she also will bring somebody. I said, okay, since she will bring somebody, there's no problem. Then later, she got and went to bring her own sister to join her to go to Liberia. And I asked her, are you sure your sister, did you tell your sister? I said, yes. And her sister said she wants to go. I said, what are your parents? He said, both their parents are aware of it. It's okay, no problem. Since your parents are aware of it, no problem. At the end, they went there to Liberia. On my final note, I found out that instead of the shop that is now
prostitution. Oh. And they took them to go and do.
Ah. Oh, oh, oh.
They went to go and do prostitution.
And so you called
me from Liberia.
Uh-huh.
I said, look at all, it's no longer food again, no. That is not for prostitution and all the lady put them to do.
Wow.
I said, in that case, please look for any nearby police station around there. Run into the police station and report whatever is happening there.
Mm.
Report whatever is happening. So they look for the police station and reported that this is what's happening. But I was getting surprised. The mother of the girls now came back to me and said, I kidnapped their daughter.
And that's why.
I had to go and do for a position.
That's why when you're doing stuff like this, you have to be very
careful.
Can you hear
me?
I can hear you. When you're doing stuff like this.
The mother came back and said, I kidnapped their daughter and made the daughter to go and do for a position in outside country.
Now I totally understand, but I don't think you can hear me, so I'm going to try to speak. Now, it's very important when you are recommending people to go anywhere, whether it's within the country, whether you're sending a person to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, you have to be very careful because these are the issues that NAPTIP and the IOM are dealing with. Illegal, well, it's no longer called illegal. It's, unusual migration. And sometimes half the time these people are being taken into prostitution, into slavery, and all kinds of things. And that's because you, who's recommending, didn't do your research. You didn't ask all the right questions. And sometimes, what way are they going? What is it? Have they given you a signed contract saying this is what you're going to do when you get there? What's the nature of the job? You want to cook food? What's the name of the restaurant? You need to ask all of those questions before you let anybody. Because really, the truth is, that woman knows you. You're the one who recommended her daughters to go to wherever.
Sure.
So, as far as she's concerned, you smuggled her daughters to Senegal or whatever country into prostitution. So, and this is a lesson to all of us all. Don't be quick to say, I have somebody that... Do your homework. Because a lot of people are dying in Libya. People are dying in Italy, France, in the Middle East. Because they're in search of greener pastures. But then when they show up to those places, the pasture is dry. And it's not exactly what they signed up for. But of course, this is a conversation for another day. Do we got messages? We have to go, guys. We have to go.
All right. Justice says... Okay, that's from Chris. Johnson says, good morning. I ate a peppered plantain in the traffic last week and I immediately had a stomach upset. I nearly shit on myself. I had to drop from the cab and use the restroom in the filling station. Never in my life will I buy something in the traffic again. I nearly disgraced myself that day.
Look, food poisoning is a thing. You just can't eat food anyhow in transit.
Especially when you know
Because you will
yourself.
Poop yourself, fool.
Funny enough, some people can get away with it. Some people can eat anything anywhere. But when you know that your body doesn't
like you, it's not everybody.
Funny enough, for that one, no.
I mean, we have to be careful. The only thing I like to eat on the road is ewagoi, and I have to go and look for ewagoi now. I'm sorry, guys, but I love you, Lagos. We got to go. Up next is, of course, Power Solutions with Wisdom Chap Jumbo. My name is Mary Anoko. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. MIMIEYO. We'll be back here tomorrow with heightened entertainment, fun, and conversation. And just look for Marianne Dukokun everywhere else. Feta?
Yeah, I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, and Twitter, D_Feta. I'll definitely see you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye, Lagos. We love you.